G'day, just want to talk about God speaking through the Word, how to hear God when you read your Bible and how He uses the Bible to speak to us. It says in Romans 10:17, so then faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So you get the Word of God, whether spoken or written, and hearing should come to it. You should be able to, get into it and see God will show you, He'll quicken scriptures to you. And he'll speak to you. You'll hear his voice. You'll hear the still small voice. You mightn't be able to recognize it yet, but he'll start speaking. He'll start using guidance and give counsel and understanding and wisdom through his word. That's what it's for. It's alive. The book's alive, and he brings it to us in situations when we need it. David said in Psalm 119, 105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." It gives us direction, and you'll find direction, you'll find healing, and counsel, and all good things. Prophecy, knowledge, all good things in the Word of God. And when he quickens it to you, don't be scared to color it in and write it down so you can bring it back to remembrance later on when you find it, and use it for encouragements, or use it sometimes even when you open the book and you've landed on something that you've colored in. It might be a message, it might be a word for that day, and God can use it to speak to you. So don't be scared to color it in. I mean, that's what it's for. It's a personal book. It's your personal account with the voice of God, with the leading and guidance of God. So it's not a book to just keep clean and tidy and never open it up. It's it's alive, and you need to use it. And I use the one with the center references there up along there. I use the one where they're not man's interpretation or man's commentary. It leads you back to the word that God's already said, in whether it's from New Testament to the Old Testament or vice versa. It's just the same word in context. There's different center references, and don't get a study Bible where you're looking for man to already do the work pulling things to bits and showing you stuff that he thinks the word means. Get God to show you. That's what it's for. You want God to speak to you, not man. The Bible says that Hebrews 4:12, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." So it's alive, it's quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. It can, cut right in. It says it pierces even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, right down where God's in your spirit, and then our soul it comes, and God's word can get right in under our soul, into the spirit and our spirit, and then it filters through our soul and our body. It says that, the Holy Ghost can quicken our mortal bodies. It can soak through and even quicken us and heal us, especially from the inside, heal our minds, heal our emotions. It says in Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 28, says, "The prophet that has a dream, let him tell a dream, and he that has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, says the Lord? Is not my word like as a fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces?" That's verse 29. He's saying that, you can have dreams, you can have visions, you can hear audible voices, you can have visitations from angels, whatever, but they're all, he calls them all chaff. They're in the same boat. It's his word. He's given us his word, the Holy Bible. He's given us that. That's the foundation. Should be the first and should be the last thing that we look at. We should test everything by the word and look into the word. and judge everything by the word. We shouldn't add things, we shouldn't subtract things, because the devil, like I've explained, the devil's looking to bring down, to deceive, you know, to bring delusions and trickery and treachery. You know, he wants to tear us to pieces, he wants to confuse us and bring doubt and fear. So stay in the word. The word's alive. The word will strengthen us from within. And God can bring us the word in daily situations when we start getting to know the voice of God, and we start reading the word, and in daily situations he'll bring that those words that we've read into, you know, he'll put scriptures in our mind. He might put a reference in our mind. He might put a couple of words out of that scripture in our mind for us to search out. And then we find out what's going on in that situation, whether it be for us or a loved one, or you know, family, friends, you know, or direction or guidance or counsel, you know, or warning, you know, whatever it is. He can bring that, the words of scripture. The Holy Spirit will bring the words of scripture to our remembrance, like it says in the word. It says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. So Jesus, it says Jesus is the Word made flesh, and whatever he says, you know, a lot of times it's in the book. He doesn't add, he doesn't subtract. And the Holy Spirit that we've received will, that Jesus sent in his name, it says, John 14:26, he shall teach us all things and bring all things to our remembrance. So he can quicken a word to us, the scripture, which is the voice of God, you know, which is God trying to direct you through his word. And this is the main way he operates before we even understand that he can speak, you know, separate to, or he can add more than just his word when we begin to recognize his voice. But this is the first way he'll start to speak. And in John 16:13, it says, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. And he will glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. This is talking about, you know, whatever he hears, the Holy Spirit hears from the Father, he'll bring it to us. And a lot of the time he brings it in the form of scripture. So we've got something we can, you know, a firm foundation to work with, not just an audible voice or a still small voice where the demons can operate there too, in both them areas, or angelic visitation. You can't really trust him either, but the word, when God's speaking the word, it's his word, because, you know, he says, is not my word like a fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. You know, so pray that God will speak to you through his word. Write them down, or color them in, or, you know, mark them, the words that he's already told you, and you'll see. You'll start bringing them to you in certain situations, and use them to direct you and guide you and speak to you, encourage you, whatever he purposes. It says, God says his word will not return void, but it will accomplish that that has been sent for. So his word is the most important. And the last thing I want to add is, this was Jesus speaking after his resurrection. Pray that God will open your understanding, that you might understand the scriptures. It says in Luke 24:45, then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. I used to get home, when I was saved, I'd read the Bible every night when I got home from work, and I couldn't understand it. I read the whole lot, three times New Testament, once the Old, in 1 year. And then I went through three times again New Testament. I couldn't remember what I'd read. I just whipped through it. Then I got to the book of Isaiah, and I was sitting in the bath reading after work, which ruined a few Bibles because of the steam and the guts fell out of them. But it was there that God, I said, God, I don't even know what this bloke's talking about. And straight away, bang, the next time I looked down the page, it was like he started running pictures. He was showing me where, when I read certain situations myself, other people, other places and times, and the whole thing came alive. He opened the understanding to the scriptures for me, and he'll do that for you, because, you know, all I said was, I don't understand God. So ask God to understand, and he'll start showing you depth in the word, depth, and it will come alive. And every time you pick it up, you'll be excited and encouraged to read it more. So as I said, you know, the word starts first. It's the first thing we got to go to, and it's the last thing we got to go to. And everything in between needs to be tested by the word, and it'll be found in the word. He won't change his mind. What he's given us is what we have. So use it, and and you'll start to hear him. You'll start to hear him and see him, and get knowledge of his will for your life. So bless us all in Jesus' name. Amen.